We've just heard General Petraeus speak of military successes in Anbar province, where Sunni tribal leaders have joined with U.S. and Iraqi forces in the fight against al-Qaeda. Today, one of the most prominent of those leaders, one who met with President Bush just last week, was killed in Anbar. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Jamie Terabay. And Jamie, who was this leader?
His name is Sheikh Sitar Abu Risha, and he is the head of the Dulemi Confederation, which is the group that most of the tribes in Anbar kind of meet under. He is also, as you said, one of the faces of the Anbar Salvation Council, this movement of tribal sheikhs in the western province of Iraq that decided to turn against al-Qaeda in Iraq fighters and join with the U.S. military.
And what does his death mean for the alliance with the U.S.?
Well, the success in Anbar has been largely due to, you know, decisions by sheikhs like Abu Sitar to make this alliance. What happens now, it really depends on the situation on the ground in Anbar. If there's a power struggle for leadership that could influence stability, you know, the Marines have been watching this. As it is, it's been quite tenuous, and they've been watching it very carefully. And one of the intel officers that I spoke to last week when I was just there said that, you know, the Confederation doesn't really have that much weight, but in times of high conflict, it takes on more meaning. So we have to see now really what happens next.
NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad reporting on the death of a key Sunni tribal leader.